Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Bills Camp Live, the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia here at Buffalo Bills Training Camp, St. John Fisher College. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia, and our special guest.
He's a former Charger, also played with the Niners and also the Baltimore Ravens, and he brings some much-needed experience to the secondary. Sharice Wright joining us here in the sports bar. Sharice, thanks for your time. Let's get the Uber story right out of the way.
The Uber story.
Are you surprised how much national attention that got?
Yeah, it's something that wasn't expected from that actual incident that happened. So there, it was definitely coming by surprise, all the national news it got.
Well, you know, going in that most people use an Uber to go a few miles, maybe a few blocks, not a few hundred miles to go from Chicago to Buffalo. And I was just in Chicago this weekend, too, and thinking about you, Sharice, thinking, you know, as I'm in an Uber, God, this fare would be pretty pricey if we took it all the way back to Rochester from Chicago.
it was one of those desperate matters.
So how does that work out where you find that your flight is canceled? I mean, rental car wasn't an option?
Actually wasn't canceled. I had a layover and it was only like 40 minutes.
Okay.
And we took off late leaving LA. I had a red eye flight booked before that. I'm like, you know what? I can't take the last flight out possible just in case something happens.
Sure.
I got to give myself some room for error. And so I booked the earlier flight. It was like a 2 o'clock flight leaving LA. And I'm like, try to avoid all this from happening. Everything I try to avoid actually happened.
Sure.
And so I got into Chicago late coming from LA. So I missed my connecting flight and I'm like running to my gate. I called the airlines. I figured I was going to miss it. And I try to find the flight and they're telling me the earliest we can get you there is like, I think it was like 11 o'clock. We started at 7 o'clock that morning. I'm like, that's not early enough. I got to get there sooner. And I was like, if I need you, I'll call you guys back. And I call one of my ex-teammates that played at USC. He lived in Chicago. I asked him if he can drive me there. He was busy watching the Warriors game. He had some people with him. He's like, I can't do it. I'm like, man, my next option is Uber. First two Ubers canceled on me. And the third guy, I just called him right away and just explained to him my situation and if he can help me with that situation, and he was able to do it.
He's the most famous Uber driver in Chicago now at this point. Nobody else gets that kind of publicity for driving an Uber in Chicago.
Right.
Well, so what would have been the consequence, though, if you were back in time in Buffalo on Monday? Was that what you were worried about?
Yeah, for me, it was one of those things where I didn't want to be that guy after having a 10-day break. I didn't want to be that guy that wasn't there the first day of OTAs, practice, the new guy just signed to the team. It's just one of those things. I'm a veteran. You know, I just got to be more responsible and accountable. I just, in my mind, I could have, you know, coach, I missed my layover flight. You know, I'll be there early as possible. But it was for me, I'm going to try whatever I can to get there. If I can't get there on time, I don't. But at least I put my best effort forward. And I'll feel better about myself if I just, you know, gave my best effort on trying to make it. It was just, for me, it was like whatever I can do to get there on time, I was willing to do it, you know, just to be there, you know. And it kind of happened that I had to tell the coach. I kind of called and gave him a warning. I didn't tell him I wasn't going to make it. I just kind of told him just in case I was a little bit late. So, you know, for me, it was just getting there by any means necessary.
Sharice Wright, our guest here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, live from Buffalo Bills training camp, Bills Camp Live. Sharice, you mentioned Coach. How was Coach McDermott's reaction? If I'm remembering right, it was fairly positive. And I can imagine there are some people, even a co-host on this show, thought, wow, that's completely irresponsible. How could that possibly happen?
Let me explain it from this. So, you know, you never get to see. I criticized you at the time saying if, like, you were my child and spent all that money, what does that say? Did you get any flack like that?
It wasn't even, I mean, some people, it, the thing, it had a lot of mixed vibes. A lot of people took it as, oh, he's spending a lot of money. Or,
well, my question was rental car. Why not rental car?
Because then I have to drive and I can't sleep and I have practice. I was going to get there right when the
meeting
started.
You can't drive overnight.
So I can't drive overnight and then hop out of the car straight into a meeting and practice and have a productive day. I figured I can get a couple of sleep hours of sleep if I have someone drive for me.
Yeah.
And just the process of going and rent a car would have just took so much time. And so that was definitely my next option. If the Uber wouldn't have got it done, I would have had to drive, and you know, I probably would have just waited and flew in the morning, just safety, you know what I mean, just not being on the road by myself at night driving overnight, you know, something happens, at least I'm not by myself.
Now Coach McDermott was cool with the whole story and everything worked out okay. From what I remember, I think he even labeled you as that's what the kind of guy we want here, because he shows that he'll do whatever it takes to be here, to be a part of this team, to be here on time.
Right And for him as a coach, and to him to see that, like, we had a short talk about it. How about that Uber ride? He was just like, maybe I'll pay you back or reimburse you for that money. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. For me, it's a great investment. You know, talking to, you know, my agent, he's like, man, that's a great investment. We'll make that any day to make sure we get to work on time. It's important for us to be here, man. And this is to be an example. Just, you know, I'm a veteran guy, and you know, I can't be that guy that's not here. You
know, so. Well, you bring some, you know, veteran leadership to this secondary. What do you make of everybody? How's this secondary coming together? Because there's a lot of new parts to this.
So. A lot of young guys. I mean,
it's a young team.
Yeah, it's a young team, and this is my first, want to say, role in this, being a veteran, real veteran in a secondary. So it's a new role for me, and it's something that I'm embracing at this point in my career, where I could share what Quentin Jammer shared with me when I first got to San Diego, and you know, being around Eric Weddle and guys like that, kind of what they taught me, and I have opportunity to share my knowledge, and these guys are the future of this team, these young guys, Tre'Davious and Darby, and these guys, you know, for me to be able to kick the knowledge to them, for them to have, you know, in a sense, a better career than I had, and just being them, give them the knowledge that I have, is something that I embrace. It's just helping people and just, you know, just kicking that knowledge to them, you know, and telling them about just, you know, the way the game works, and taking care of your body and the time you got to put into it to really make it worth it. So it's something that I embrace, and I love it, you know. So I come from five siblings, you know, and I'm the middle child. So I got the older brother, older sister, and I had the little brothers and little sisters. So I get both sides of the podium, and that's just where I stand in this room as being the big brother or the leader. And it's good to be able to just kick knowledge and just, you know, share my experience with them.
Sharice Wright, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, Bills Camp live from St. John Fisher College. You mentioned the rookie Tre'Davious White. What do you see as a veteran looking at this guy who came into the league? As a lot of scouts measured him up as, he's very pro ready. He's ready to go, and he could be an impact player day one.
Oh yeah, he definitely is. He's a smart player, smart guy. He's real instinctive, you know. He can run, real quick, a lot of quickness, good feet work. You know, he's raw, and he's gonna be a great player, and I believe that he is in this league if he just continue to work hard, and continue to grind, and just, you know, take the coaching and, you know, and do what he's been doing. It's the reason why he was a first round draft pick, and if he just keep that focus, he's gonna be fine.
Where are you most comfortable, or where they have you working out, in the slot, on the outside? Where?
I mainly been playing outside. We travel as corners, so sometimes you get to play inside a lot, get a little bit closer to the ball, make a few more plays. But mainly I'm on that island. I mean, that's kind of what I've been doing my whole career, right or left side. So
Sharice Wright, our guest here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, Bills Camp live, St. John Fisher College. Sharice, you're a veteran player, has been in multiple camps, multiple teams. How does this set up here at St. John Fisher College with the Buffalo Bills compare to your past experiences with other teams, other camps?
Oh, it's different. This is my first camp where we're doing it at a different facility, different location, kind of a way. All the other teams I've been on, we kind of did it at our facility. We stayed at a local hotel close by, and this is the first time I've been part of this, traveling and doing it, you know, at another location other than when we practice against another team. You know, that was kind of different in my past. When I was in San Francisco, we practiced against Denver. Mm-hmm. So we spent the whole week in Denver, and that was a little bit different also. But this is good. It keeps us, you know, keeps us focused, makes us uncomfortable. And one of those things where this is a time where you want to make it harder, so when the season comes, it's easy. easier for us. You know, the transition is being comfortable being at home right now, and just kind of takes us out of our comfort zone and having to perform at a high level. It's a lot of mental things that goes into this to keep us mentally strong for late December, and you know, when it's snowing and it, things ain't, you know what I mean, your car was frozen in the morning.
How are you going to handle that?
I don't know. But I don't know, man. It was one of those, I went to Baltimore, and that was my first time away from the West Coast. My whole career, college, yeah, high school, I was on the West Coast, and I went to Baltimore. And it didn't snow. I didn't get the cold. It got
they don't
cold.
Know what snow and cold is in Baltimore, Sharice.
And they got snow, but it was in January.
They don't
and
know.
And I was already in California by the time the snowstorm came in. But late December, man, it was getting cold. I remember walking outside a few times, and it was cold. So, you know.
We would love if there were meaningful football games in December here in Orchard Park. I mean, it's a loaded question here, but, I mean, fans here have been waiting a while for a winter. So when you enter a situation like this, what's the big picture?
You're assuming he knows about the streak, Gene. I mean, Sharice, I don't know if you've heard about the playoff drought in Buffalo. Maybe it's unfair to Sharice, our guest.
Yeah.
I mean, you just want to make sure he knows. It's unfair to you, and I think it's so unfair to the entire organization right now for anybody to talk about. Like, if you want to judge this organization, then judge the streak from now moving forward. But, like, the playoff drought up until this point, I don't care about any of
it. Yeah, yeah. We're trying to look, you know, not in a sense move forward, but just move on from that.
Yeah.
And kind of change the mentality, change that. And that's what Coach McDermott is trying to build, playoff mentality. Like, we are going to be a playoff team, and we have to think like that. We can't think about the drought and all these years we hadn't made it. But, you know, me coming here was one of those things, that just to have an opportunity to be a part of that team that actually changed the culture and changed, like, what's been happening, and to be able to be part of that. When you go to a team that everybody's expect to win, there's nothing really special there. And you can go to a team where new coaches, a lot of new faces, new players, and all new coaches, new GM. It's like, to be part of something like that, have an opportunity to be a part of something that team that made the difference, the team that changed it, it makes it special. And we have the opportunity to do that, you know, with Coach McDermott, who is coming from a winning team. He knows what it takes to win, and he's bringing that here. And he's putting that on us every day. He's putting that in our minds, and we have to change our mindset if we want to change the culture around here, and that will change everybody else's mindset around us.
And in talking about that change of culture that Coach McDermott is trying to instill, you being one of those new character guys come in and kind of help mold and shape the future of this franchise, another guy that started today, his first practice, of course, Anquan Boldin, the big signing. Now, did you and Anquan, were you both at Baltimore at the same time?
No, we were
you
in
didn't
San
cross
Francisco.
Paths. You were in San Francisco at the same time.
We were in San Francisco together, yes. We were. So it was good to see him, see if another familiar face here, and, you know, and he wasn't there in Baltimore, but I heard a lot of stories about him in Baltimore, and I obviously spent some little time with him in San Francisco. So
what do you,
I was going to say, when you look at the wide receiving core, the guys you're going up against every day, what are your impressions when you're going up against Sammy or Zay Jones, some of the guys you've been practicing against here so far?
Man, they're getting us ready. They're getting us ready, man. We got a great group of receivers here to get us ready for the schedule that we have. When you look at that schedule and you see the receivers that we're going to have to go against and the quarterbacks we're going against, I feel like it's good that we have those guys. And they're a great group of receivers, and they work hard. You know, they're always doing extra work, and they're always, you know, trying to help us get better, and we're helping them vice versa. And it's having that dialogue. We're competing, but at the end of the day, on Sundays, we're on the same team. And I come from, you know, receivers where I'm used to talking to the receiver after practice of how, you know, I was going to do that. And, you know, having Malcolm Floyd and those guys in San Diego where they're veteran guys, we're competing, but we're on the same team at the end of the day. And, you know, I want you to be great. I want to beat you at practice. But after I beat you, I want to tell you why I beat you, just so you know. And when it happens on Sunday, you'll know how to not lose that rep or how to beat the DB. And the same goes for me. You want to beat me, but afterwards, talk to me about it. Tell me how I can do better on that, and why, how'd you know what I was doing, just to help me get better. We're on the same team, and we're sharpening. That's iron sharpening iron, and that's just kind of one thing I try to talk to those guys about. Let's talk more. Like, we're on different sides, but we're together. You got to help me help you, and I help, you know what I mean, vice versa. And I feel like that's where a lot of, you know, some teams where you go, guys don't want to really talk, because it's like, I don't want you beating me, making me look bad out here. But at the same time, like, We're one team, you know, and we have to use that to get better.
Sharice, to that end, Sharice Wright, our guest here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. The Bills kick off their preseason Thursday. You can hear that starting at 5 o'clock with the pregame on ESPN Rochester. You know, guys fighting for their jobs, fighting for their livelihood. These preseason games are everything. In your experiences, how is it? What exactly does a player have to do in the short amount of time that they have on that field during a preseason game to really make an impact? I mean, is it about making a big hit, a big play? Is it about a turnover? What catches the eye of a coach that helps secure somebody's future with this organization?
Man, being a veteran in this game, the main thing I would say is just do your job. Just do what you're asked to do. What the coaches are coaching you to do, they want to see you do that in the game. They don't want you to do all this stuff that at practice and then you're going in game and now you're trying to be a superhero and you're doing all kind of things that they didn't teach you. And I feel like a lot of guys go wrong when they misconstrue that because they feel like, I got to make a big play or I got to make a big hit. So they get out of character and they start doing things that they haven't been coached to do. And they kind of go into their own, I'm going to do it my way, so I can make a big play and get their attention. But, yeah, you made a big play, but your technique was wrong and you're not doing anything that we taught you. And you praise those coaches by putting what they have been teaching you on film, and that's what they want to see. When they turn the film on, they want to be able to say, this is what we've been showing you to do. You went out there and you did it, you know. And more so, let's say you went out there and you did everything that they asked you to do. You didn't make any splash plays, but you had a better day than you made one big play, but you did nothing that they coached you to do, and you made one big play. It kind of, you know, what do you rather have?
Right.
You know, what plays do you rather have?
What's your impression of the defensive line? Because, you know, any good secondary always is helped out by a good prep pass rush here. What do you think about the guys up front here,
man,
in Buffalo?
I'm excited. I tell you that much, man. And, you know, when I took a visit here, it was one of those things that Coach Frazier talked to me about, you know, coming here. He told me, man, our front, you know, he's like, they're all about, they're serious, you know, and they going to bring that pressure. And we played against Buffalo, and I remember watching them going against Baltimore, and their front is a real good front. And these are the same guys that are here, a few different people, but for the most part, you know, they're going to bring that pressure. And that's exciting for me as a DB. You know, there's nothing like a great pass rush, you know, and the best secondaries in the NFL, man, they got the best pass rush in the NFL also. So that's kind of, it helps a lot.
Been joined by Sharice Wright, our guest here, corner for the Buffalo Bills at the Bills Camp Live, St. John Fisher College, the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Sharice, you've been great with your time. Really appreciate you taking
time
after practice to join us to talk about preseason here at St. John Fisher College. Best of luck this season. Stay healthy. All right, man?
Yeah, thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.